personal concert and conversation with this talented musician. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, Eric Bartels interviews Roy Antonio, one of the co-creators of Milagro Theater's upcoming Day of the Dead theme production, Exodo. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. I also like to remind people that we have Spanish language programming on Tuesdays from noon until 4. At noon, we have Buscando America from noon until 1:30. From 1:30 to 2:30, we have Fa Radio. And then from 2:30 to 4, we have Radio Tonale. Then we follow that up with our independently produced weekday news at, we follow that up with Democracy Now! At 4 o'clock, and then our independently produced weekday news at 5 o'clock. So stick around. We've got some wonderful programming here for you today. Also, just a shout out to all the people that were impacted by the fires in Northern California, the Napa and Sonoma areas. Our hearts go out to you. And everybody, be safe and be kind to those you love. And thinking about Day of the Dead coming up here too, I want to mention a wonderful local band called Sabila. It's S-A-V-I-L-A. And they're a trio of young musicians here in the Portland area. Fabi Reyna is the female musician that is the lead guitar player. And they're all quite talented, the three of them. And they're going to be playing a Day of the Dead show the evening of November 2nd. At Holocene. So that's just something as a little teaser as we get ready for the rest of our morning programming. Have a great day and stick around.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop, Saturday, October 28th at the Native American Youth and Family Center in Portland. The Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop welcomes all to attend this free, life-changing training, which incorporates traditional Native American teachings through stories, exercises, and discussions that are even more relevant and needed today. These workshops are conducted in a respectful way that is both healing and empowering. Again, that is Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop on Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop, Saturday, October 28th at the Native American Youth and Family Center in Portland. The Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop welcomes all to attend this free, life-changing training, which incorporates traditional Native American teachings through stories, exercises, and discussions that are even more relevant and needed today. These workshops are conducted in a respectful way that is both healing and empowering. Again, that is Decolonizing Our Activism Workshop on Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's very important information, so I thought I'd play it twice for you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio. Thank you, community. Your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio. In just a few minutes, we're going to be hearing about China and Chinese media, and how America writ lowercase Donald Trump. There seems to be blowing in the wind words to the effect that, wow, Chinese media works so much better than American media. Let's go Chinese because it's so better, so much better organized. You see, you can't have things like fake stories erupting all over the place and hijacking thought processes of public intellectuals. We can't have that. So let's send for takeout and see how that works. So that said, we are KBOO Portland, so far so good. 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. When I do this, I always picture I'm talking to you, across the table, and I sometimes even hear you talk back. I don't know how you feel about that, but it is the case. So we are going to try once again to get Marianne Grady Flores, or Grady, to her friends, and or Ed Kinane, to join us to talk about the results of a very interesting day in court. Once again, protesting is center stage, and in this case, people of a certain age, notably a female of a certain age, I can't have that, nope. Besides, they're not supposed to protest, they're just supposed to be the butt of jokes, right? The only people that's okay to make fun of and laugh at anymore are women of that certain age, right? It's okay. Pretty much everybody else you have to take seriously, but it's okay to make fun of and laugh and make deprecating remarks about women of a certain age. So that said, hopefully we'll have Grady Flores on to talk a little bit about what their issues were, how they ended up in court, you know? Not supposed to be in court. They're supposed to be out either picking daisies or pushing up daisies. One or the other. Take your choice. As far as daisies are concerned, we've got a little bit of weather. Rain mainly later on in the day. Highs reaching around 59. Light variable winds, 6 to 11 miles per hour. And for tonight, chance of showers and fog accompanying those showers. Lows around 53. And for tomorrow, rain likely again later in the day. Highs around 64 and a bit breezy, 8 to 16. It could gust up to about 26 miles per hour. And we could get a bit of rain as it happens. Yes, we could. For tomorrow night, Wednesday night, rain continuing, lows around 54 and south wind, 13 to 15, gusting up to 25. That's good. That's nice autumny weather. That's something to change the colors. You know, of course, you don't get leaves changing colors unless it's cold. You need that chill or they don't change. Be wary of that one in coming years. Well, what this is all about with Grady is a Catholic worker was protesting drone killings and wound up in court, as do all of us who are out there protesting drone killings. Yes, we are. And absolutely, yes, we should be. If you haven't been to jail, check your pulse. Grady was our grandmother and is part of the Ithaca Catholic worker community. And if you don't know what that is, by all means, use your Google and see what you come up with. The group says that her appeals case, which was heard last Wednesday, depending on the verdict, Grady Flores, who's already served 56 days, might end up doing another 65, another 3 months. So we're going to find out what the result of that was and what Grady plans to do. Ed Kinane is joining us today to speak on behalf of all of the people who had their day in court. I want to just say, Ed, before we talk, that there is something very odd that it feels like it's coming down the pike. Not sure what it is. Putting all of the pieces together, this business of maybe it's better to try the Chinese method of governing the highways and byways of the internet, that's alarming news. And a great many, the fact that mainstream news outlets are taking, as they have been, taking Donald Trump seriously and referring to him as president still, and yet just barely scratched the surface. And there is a great deal of consternation at levels high and low about his ability to serve as president. And it seems that the minders, his keepers, his handlers, who's handling them? That's what we should ask. We should be asking
ourselves.
Ed, thank you so much for being with us. This is sort of a step beyond short notice. I don't know what sort of notice to refer to it, but we did try to reach you last week, but it was a busy week, and we didn't really expect. So let's talk right now. What ended you, who ended up Grady in court, a grandmother, and how did that turn out for you?
Well, we, a handful of us attended the appellate court in Albany, New York, the capital of New York State, to listen to her appeal by her defense attorney. And what it was 10 minutes for the defense, 10 minutes for the prosecution, which was heard by 7 judges. And they peppered both sides with questions. And we may not hear for months what their decision will be regarding her appeal. And as you might know, she was sentenced to a year in prison for photographing a demonstration. The crime was that she was apparently or allegedly defying an order of protection, which was taken out on behalf of the commander of Hancock Air Base, because she was on base property allegedly.
This is an air base, and presumably the air base is scattered across the countryside and there for purpose, and that is to protect the United States of America. Apparently, air bases now need orders of protection from grandmothers. Am I understanding this correctly?
You can't trust a grandmother.
They're dangerous. Dangerous. They are.
Very indeed. Dangerous. This base is the home of the attack wing, the 174th attack wing
see,
of the New York
I
State.
I knew it. Yes.
National Guard. And it pilots weaponized drones over Afghanistan and probably elsewhere clandestinely, which leads to a lot of killing, a lot of deaths. And we, since 2010, have been out there protesting against this. And the local judges don't like that, some of them. So some of our people, go to jail. Marianne had the longest sentence of a year. Now, that was reduced to 6 months after she had been in a while, and she may go in again, depending on what the high court says.
Well, I wondered about that. These seem like ridiculous sentences, considering she took pictures of it's not like she's a bomb-throwing anarchist or anything. She was taking pictures of the protest. This is more and more we have... it seems we have weaponized police at this mm-hmm. point in this country.
Militarized them.
Militarized, yes. And we see more and more that it's almost criminal now to protest anything. Did you have any sense, what's your sense of this judge, has this judge ruled on other similar cases in the past that might give you some notion of what to expect?
Well, I'm not familiar with this particular court or with the seven judges, but I did get a sense that they may have been somewhat sympathetic to her case. The prosecutor really wasn't very well prepared, and of course there's very little case to make. I mean, because how you know, we do have a First Amendment in the United States, United States Constitution, which allows for photographing public demonstrations and the police reaction to those. I mean, that's part of the First Amendment. So they're on very weak grounds legally, the prosecution. And hopefully these seven judges will realize that.
And I think, too, that Catholic Work and Ithaca, New York have been active for a very long time. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. One thing I wondered if you had heard, or you and Marianne had a chance to talk about. There was a quote from a young boy in Afghanistan who said he used to love to look up at the blue sky. Mm. And now he hated it because if you saw blue sky, it meant that the drones would be flying and that they would be attacking. So now the only times ever he felt safe was under gray skies.
Yes.
That's something to think about. We Americans are raising a generation of Afghani children who are afraid to look at blue sky. What thought from yourself and Marianne Grady Flores, what would you like to leave our listeners thinking about today?
Well, I would hope they would consider working to abolish weaponized drones, you know, globally. Like, it would be good to